Hello, it is February 23rd, 2024, a full moon in Virgo. It's beautiful. And we have the Eight of Swords reversed. You had the power all along, Dorothy. Yes, she did, and yes, we do. In the upright, this is a card of self-sabotage. We can be our own worst enemy. We recognize the woman on this card. We saw her not too long ago. The Suit of Swords, or Air, Libra, Gemini, or Aquarius, is the suit of the mind, a double-edged sword. Sharp or dull, it can be our most valuable tool or a weapon that can be turned against us. I finally heard back from a friend recently, a ridiculously talented, bright, funny, and very good-looking individual who just goes MIA every once in a while. He'd been, he said, in a dark place and didn't want to bring anyone else down with him. Ah, that dark place. In the upright, the woman on this card wears a blindfold as she stands in the center of a circle of swords. She appears to be bound or tied up with ropes, although they are loosely tied, and it seems, to us, she could wiggle free without a whole lot of effort. The circle of swords are stabbed point down in the sand and could easily be kicked down. Why in the world would she stay in that jail? It seems simple enough. If she doesn't look for a way out, she won't see one. Circles are cycles, and in the reverse, thankfully, the jailer has pulled out the ring of keys, unlocked the bars, and says, "You're free to go." The person with the keys could have come in the form of a psychologist or therapist. She may even have had a ring of keys herself, but didn't know which one fit the lock. In the reverse, we can be relieved. Even proud of this victim for no longer playing the victim, taking back her power, dropping the ropes, and picking up a sword to cut out and cut off whatever, or even whoever, has been holding her back in her head. For recognizing and breaking a cycle before it broke her.